Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Helios Biblos Hour, but it's not mine. It's my sister Antoinette's birthday today, and man, what a relief to know. I spoke to her yesterday, and she mentioned to me it's my birthday. I said, first thing she wanted to do was get back a show. I said, oh my goodness, she back, and so we did a special one today. You know, we do not do on weekdays, but Dee had to do this one, and it's wonderful, because she gave me some tidbit about the year that you're born in and the year that you become is a golden year. So I said, oh, man, we all going to be looking forward to that. I hope I get to see mine. But she actually gets to see hers, which is unbelievable. So we're going to have a little fun tonight, a little bit. I'm not going to do my usual because, you know, it's Antoinette's birthday. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a little fun. I'm bringing Antoinette in shortly, but I'm going to lay some premises down that, you know, so much to happen in the year she was born, and myself as well. So she's like a sister, but we are so glad because we crossed paths. It was over 8 years because the funny thing was I was doing her show, the Sister Ngoni, and many of you out there, Mr. Talk and all that, and Ron Rex and so forth, and she needed a host. And from our connection, from others, we got on to that show. And things happened. That show got end up with us on the dry bones. And a bunch of you out there listening know it's been on and popping ever since. She's been on and doing her thing, brought on so many of the prestigious people. So happy to have her on many of these programs. I mean, we don't have a slew of people through her connection. That's why it's called the Dry Bones Connection. And unbelievable the things we have connected to. And she going to tell her story, but she had a little some serious incidences. And we are just so happy tonight to give recognition why Flowers is due, while they still above Irving. This is one who is going to be powerful. But let's just say that she was born among some great people, and she one of them too. And so I'm just happy to have her on tonight and back in action. I hope everybody out there listening, please call in. Give her a shout-out, words of encouragement. It's been a long battle fight, and her story is just the beginning of all of the stories that's out there today. But she was born with some great ones. I mean, I look, you know, I have fun looking up stuff. And I said, Kim Cole, y'all know she. We all grew up with Kim Cole's on Living Color Sinclair out of Brooklyn, New York. Then she also, we also, who knew he was the same age? Cleflo Dollar, born in the same time frame. I got, wait till she see who was born on her birthday. It's going to be interesting. Cleflo out there. Yeah, no Cleflo Dollar. And also Maxine Jones, the R&B singer, the great group In Vogue. We love by the, out of Paterson, New Jersey. Oh, my goodness. And then our other sister, hope you give a shout-out if you can get on here. Please come on. I know it's short notice. We didn't get a chance to. She usually on Wednesdays, but she chose her birthday. That's what we're going to do. And Jim Carrey, everybody, was born actually a couple of days before her. So all these people going into the golden age of the year. This is, and, but sister always say, sister Queen Shalene always say, the Truman Show. I didn't know Jim Carrey was of the Truman Show. Y'all better watch that. Jim Carrey made the Truman Show amazing. And then getting close to her birthday, January 28th, Patrice Mustapi. Boy. He must be rolling today. South African mining businessman was born on the 28th of, he just had his golden age. But he's a billionaire, Africa's first billionaire of African, look at the name of this place, y'all, African Rainbow Minerals. Look that up. That's Patrice, M-O-T-S-E-P-E. A millionaire, first billionaire. All right, shout out. But this who was born on the day of Antoinette. King Abdullah II of Jordan, still present king. That's the one we all going to be dealing with sooner or later. Oh, my God. Born in Amman, Jordan. I said, man, then my man got to get some athletes. Evander Holyfield, born on my October. He be in the mix. And then we had some wonderful events we're going to talk about later on. I'm going to get them all out now, so when I bring her on, I can. Y'all start, just think about this, Anthony, the year you was born. The year we all was born, but she was born closer. January the 30th, U.S. performed first test at the Valor test site for nuclear, perform a nuclear test in Nevada on the January 62, y'all. Think about that one. We won't talk about it on maybe today, but on Sunday, the Helios, we about to get hot. We missed you. Wow, and they got that movie called Oppenheimer now. And then, one of my favorites, I had no idea. February 1st, One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the book was out, the novel by Ken Kinsey, published by Viking Press. Amazing. Another one, February. It's all out there. U.S. President JFK banned all trade with Cuba except for food and drugs. I said, man, ain't this amazing? A lot of stuff happened while this. But without further ado, it's only wonderful that we put this on. So I'm going to put it one more time just to begin before I bring her on, because it is her birthday. He said,
What's that birthday, man? I did. Is it December? Yeah.
closer we gonna get, my sister. We got you. Happy birthday, my sister Antoinette. Welcome, welcome back. Good to have you. Are you with us, Antoinette? Antoinette, where are you? Hello? Can you 305-996? Can you hear me? Nobody can hear me? Are you serious? What is going on today?
Hello?
What happened? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. I was talking and I had myself on mute.
Well, get back talking. Welcome back. Good to have you. I was hoping somebody heard all that good stuff we were saying. Go ahead, sister. Much love, man.
I'm sure I heard everything you were saying. I just thought that my line was... I'm getting
sound
old,
good.
Okay?
Yeah, I know it's the golden year, like you told us. And so many people, man, that I'm just glad because they was missing you. And just want to let everybody know you're all right. You tell the story, and we sit back. Everything is good, and good to have you with us, as always. So it's on you now. Go hit, let them know that they missed you. I'll let you know that much.
Well, I'm going to bring in my co-host, who really, I say I'm his co-host, but I'm going to bring Brother Eddie in with us.
Oh,
yeah, here he is, okay? Because
yeah.
Brother Eddie talked to my sons and things like that when he wasn't able to talk to me.
Right.
Because I didn't know anything that was going on, so my son isn't here, but Brother Eddie, he knows. Brother Eddie, you with me?
I got him. I think he's in.
Greetings and much better love together, my sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. How you doing, Dry Bones? How's it going, man?
Man, appreciate you, man. Hey, glad to hear you back on as well, man. But you've been keeping us abreast, so we thank you for that. Much love to that, brother.
Oh, that's just an echo coming from Antoinette's direct family, her son keeping me abreast. Give me the information to keep you all abreast. So, hey, it all goes in that family circle because we're part of that circle of the family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I was really sick. I didn't know, but I was really sick to the point where, you know what, I'm not going to go with conspiracy or anything, but I almost didn't make it back here, to anywhere. And then, you know, my children had told me that they was, you know, basically telling them to pull the plug on me, you know, that I wouldn't want to live that way, being a vegetable and, you know, not being able to talk or anything. And my son, my youngest son, had, you know, told them that, you know, no, that's not my mom. My mom wants to live and, no, we're not letting go. And so, you know, my son had told me because we are a praying family. You know, our family anthem is We Come This Far by Faith. So if y'all have never heard that song, I really suggest that you pull it up, We Come This Far by Faith. And my son has said that, you know, he had prayed. And, you know, and he asked God, if my mom doesn't want to come back, then, you know, let my birthday, you know, come and go when, you know, my mom doesn't acknowledge it. And he said that when he went in the room to see me, that he, you know, he had prayed and, you know, and asked. And he said that, you know, he came in and he, you know, was telling me that it was his birthday. And he said, I opened my eyes, I looked at him and said, happy birthday, son, I love you. And then closed my eyes and went back into, you know, whatever state that I was in. But, you know, he said when they seen that, my sons told him, said, no, my mom's not ready to go anywhere. Mm. And no, we're not letting her go. We're not doing it. My mom's fighting, and we're going to fight with her. Mm. So after being in the hospital for 5 weeks, I'm finally home. which they didn't want me to come home. They wanted me to go into rehab and stay there for a couple of weeks, and I'm, no, I'm coming home. So I'm home. This is my first full night at home and my night with y'all on my birthday, which I'm grateful to be with y'all.
I appreciate that.
I truly am. Even with drive
I got to tell a joke on this one, because I told her, I said, you want me to... you gonna be able to do the show? She said, "No, I'm doing my show." I said, "Okay." I said, "You better know it." Oh man, that is amazing, man. But
but I mean, tell him, Brother Eddie, because the first year I was even talking about doing one from my hospital bed. It wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't have been. That's how I say. That's amazing. Go ahead, Brother Eddie. I'm gonna regret. I'm whatever y'all need me to do, I'm giving y'all, because I know. Hey, it's been a minute for people heard from you, and good to hear you, brother. Go ahead. It's all on you, brother. I'm going to work the board for y'all.
So thank you for that, Dry Bones and family. Again, greetings and much love. We'll consider this being the show right now, because we don't know what tomorrow might bring, not
mm-hmm.
putting anything out there, but
exactly.
We are doing what we're doing, and this is the celebration today on this day, and it's, you know, just bringing in the numbers, which, you know, family, I'm always on, and especially I got five on it. So Dry Bone started off with, that's a joke. We gonna bring this joke in with joke is 14, that five, you know, and the bones bring the facts. Facts are 23, which is that five. But most important of all, family, Antoinette comes to 41, which is five. And she says she's home, first day at home. Home is 14, which is five. And she was in the hospital for 5 weeks. And hospital was 32, the five.
Damn.
She's got five on it too, family. You know, because, again, these numbers, by knowing the words of not just the words, but the things, the objects, the places, people and things, as they call them, nouns. You know, everything has a number. And when we see how we're all connected to the number, the only thing that we are doing is finding out these numbers are with the things that we're going through that leads us here. Because at the end of the day, like we all did our praying, our meditating, and good vibrations for Sister Antoinette's recovery, it was all in the name of love. Love is 14, which is the five. Because as it says, love conquers all. Ain't that something? Love is 14.5. Conquers is 32.5. And all is five. 5, 5, 5. Yes, it's coming. And we love you, Sister Antoinette. Glad that you're back. And as we all know, and Dry Bones mentioned, the joke per se, is that, you know, don't rush it. You know, this is the show, and this can take place of the show tomorrow, because what we're hearing from you, and again, hearing of you, seeing and hearing your strength, if people knew what I know, dealing with what you've been going through and how you sounded before you went in, why you was in, and now that you're out, that three phases, oh, my God. Oh, you sound like your old self, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm not one to be afraid and scareful of anything, being not just a vet, but being a real man. But you gave us a scare, my sister. You gave us
I'm
a
so
scare.
Sorry.
And no, it's not on that. But again, it shows the strength of prayer. Of the positive thoughts, the energy, the vibrations, and the frequency that the family in care gave and was giving. You know, that's true energy, and that shows, as you said, prayer works.
Yes.
Faith works. Love works. Truth works. All of that. And in mentioning your name, 5, Antoinette, 41, understanding we call you the motherboard. Well, motherboard comes from 40.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's 40 or 4 comes to truth. So you're giving the family the truth so that they can resonate and vibrate off that. And this is why that true passion that you have touched all of us, a lot of us, have never met you personally in flesh, but
mm-hmm.
we've met your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We feel you. You feel us.
Mm-hmm.
We're a true spiritual family. This is the company we keep. This is our community. So again, with love, and again, I don't want to get into anything personal because, again, you made a great leap. And, again, knowing the backdrop of what you said with them wanting your family to pull the plug, them constantly feeding you death, not saying anything about anything they gave you, but mental death, for them to even mention pulling the plug, letting you know that they were looking and seeking death. Because that's what the hospital and doctors do. They have the authority because what we give them the authority. Once we accept their mindset of what way they want things to go, when we don't accept it, it doesn't happen. And you're a great example of one side being one way and then coming out of that with a positive mind and a positive outlook. It all starts with your thought, family. That's why even thought is 41, that 5. As a man thinketh, a woman thinketh, so is he or she.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the thought. This must be heaven. See, because the heaven starts in your thought. That's why heaven is 23 to 5. Thought is 41 to 5. All in your brain, 14 to 5. See? So, again, family, we can't be caught up in the occult. And remember, occult is 23 to 5. Because that's English. English is a baby language. English is 32, and babies babble. Babble is 14 to 5. This is all part of the occult. Starting off the 5 in July 4, 1776, Independence Day. That number, July 4, 1776, is 104. That's a 5. Started by the so-called Freemasons, 32 or 5. Originally, a.k.a. known as the Founding Fathers, 86. 8 plus 6 is 14. 1 plus 4 is the 5. They even call themselves a traveling man. 41 to 5. It's hidden in plain sight behind the words that they speak of the occult. Because the majority of the Masons don't even know this because they're in lower prongs, as they call them. First, second, and third degrees. You got to get to the 32nd before you get to the 33rd degree, Master Mason. So that's, forgive me, family, I went off on a tangent on something different, but it was dealing with the number 5, which, again, like I said, Antoinette, along with the people that was born on your year and your date, you know, your name is in good company for you. All of that is null and void because your saving grace is called Jesus Christ, my sister, and Jesus Christ is 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. It's still the 5. All they did, like I said, they keep changing. That's right. They changed the words, but the number remains the same because we call it the Hegelian dialect, which is exactly 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. It's a game, baby. Game is 14. That's why this brother here, and I share with you, share is 23. That game, recognize game. 5, recognize the 5. I got 5 on it. I see what these Cretans are doing. We call them mutants. Mutants, mm-hmm. M3, the 5. They the damn mutant. But I'm going to digress and get into something negative. Dealing with the 5, and I don't need to, because this is a joyous day. See?
Yeah.
This is joy. And we enjoy you. That's why enjoy is 14 to 5. I can keep going with 5s that we use daily and we don't see by the number, but that's what's hidden in plain sight. The numbers behind the words are truly hidden in the occult. And all we have to do is find it out, figure it out, and connect the dots. That's why numbers don't lie. But with that, I digress, and I know other family members want to get in and give their love and support and show their great esteem for your recovery. So,
okay, I don't know if you can see anything, Anthony, but on the board we got 5606, 7249. Are you in the queue?
7249. That's Brother Eddie.
Okay,
I'm waiting down. I don't talk too much. I'm sorry. No, that's not him. I'm looking somewhere else. I looked in the wrong place.
7249.
No, 7249 is me.
Okay, well, we got you in there. Okay, stay there.
Okay. Area code 810. There, I got 810.
810. I got 5996. Okay, go ahead. I'm just making sure y'all get in there. Go ahead.
All right. I want to say greetings and big up. You Dry Bones, Brother Eddie, Antoinette. Oh, man. I love what y'all do over here, man. You're the Dry Bones Network. And I was very fortunate to be able to link up with this network and do a couple of shows with Antoinette. And I'm going to tell y'all, man, one of the greatest things I ever heard on Blog Talk Radio anywhere was the night she had Miss Kim Weston. Big up, Miss Kim. And Antoinette had a live at the concert. Miss Kim was in the dressing room getting ready. She took the phone out in the hallway onto the stage and told the audience, "I got my Dry Bones family with me."
Oh, man. Yeah, love it.
No one else in the world can that kind of shit happen.
No,
and also with the people from England. Remember, the people from England were the ones that came over to have that show put on. And Miss Kim was one of the singers. And Spider Turner, he was one.
Yes. Yeah, and somebody brought the phone out on the stage, and it was loud and clear. I listened to the whole concert, man. I couldn't believe it. I was over here. And man, I can't believe this shit is happening. But one more.
Miss Kim, we heard the whole thing. She let us hear everything backstage, what went on and everything else, and it was really, really good. I mean, it lets you see what goes on backstage, things you never thought about.
Yes.
So if y'all didn't listen to that, I really encourage you. I'm sure I can't recall the name of that show offhand, but
I'll find it for you. I'll find it.
Yeah, it was. And Miss Kim is she has a title over in England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the reason why they acknowledged her, so much, is because I believe she was the first, or the early top are the ones that have titles over there. And got it from musicals. She sang with the Beatles at first.
Now, Antoinette, just so you know, Miss Kim, when you were, she came on the show. I hope she coming. She's supposed to be having some honorary something going on February, the right before the Super Bowl in Kentucky. They didn't give me all the information, but she did mention that.
Oh, okay.
I know you were doing your thing, what's going on with you, so I just let you know that, just in case maybe we can get in touch with her if that happens.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I'll just let you know. She did tell me and call.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely will talk with her, because, we definitely want to keep her lifted up and keep her encouraged.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing that we even have the legendary people on the program. We love it. Go ahead.
Yes. Also, you have to check out the interview that I did with Spider Turner. Y'all, let me tell you this. These are little things that, people don't really know. But, while I was in the hospital, I talked to Mr. Spider, and I told him, I said, you know, the one thing that I'm asking from you, could you please sing to me Stand By Me? So while I'm in the hospital bed sick, Spider Turner sang to me Stand By Me, his signature song.
Wow. Man, you tell me, man, this ain't a beautiful connection, man. I love it. That's potent. That's real potent. Yeah, that's beautiful, man. Wow. Go ahead, Antoinette. Go ahead. Don't stop now.
Yeah. You better get it in. I'm staying quiet.
Well, Mr. Spider has been on the show before.
Yes, he has.
He's been on here.
Yes, he has.
Very funny, yeah. Brother. That brother's funny, boy. He got a hell of a cool personality. He would have me cracking up over here, boy.
Who was that?
Yeah. Spider Turner, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's funny. And
yes,
a couple of more things.
And I told him, I love his laugh. I just love his laugh.
Right.
He has a laugh that just lights up the room. You know, it just, no matter how you feel, once he laughs, you know, it just changes your whole mind. You know, any negativity or anything you feel, it just changes when he's.
Young books say that laughter brings marrow to your bones. Look at that, y'all.
Oh.
Laughing.
Oh, wow.
Laughing. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's the part of the dry bones. You bring moisture to the bones. Nobody wants no dry bones.
I love this. Antoinette, since it's your birthday, we're going to be listening. Y'all, this is for you right here.
Okay.
I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off. Take my pants off. Just get all the way cool, okay? This next song. Well, let me just start it out. I know y'all, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all in here are as old as I am, okay? So I know you're gonna remember this.
1, 2, 3,
This song was a big hit for me back in 1967.
Yeah.
It went something like this.
You got to hear the person you actually brought
Thank
on.
You.
The person you actually brought on. Man, amazing. What a great song. Keep it going. I got more calls just so y'all know.
Yes,
really
and you know, of course, Miss Kim sang to me also. Miss Kim sang to me all the time, which was so refreshing and was a great, so much strength and so much uplifting and, you know, privilege just talking with her. And talking to Miss Brown, you know, whose husband was a Tuskegee Airman, and he was also a part of the World Bank. So they were very encouraging with, you know, people that had sent me gifts and cards and, you know, just their phone calls and everything else. I just truly, truly appreciate all of y'all. And, you know, and I appreciate my children for how they stuck by me and my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, everyone here, I truly, truly appreciate all of y'all. And if y'all don't mind, I want y'all to hear one song that's one of my favorites. Just a couple minutes, please.
Go ahead. Just on you. If you got you on the board, go
yeah,
right ahead.
Lost touch with my soul. Nowhere to turn. I have had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never live that way. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. There were so many times I wondered how I'd get through the night. I thought I took all that I could take. Didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up. I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.
Okay, that's one of the songs that I go to encourage myself. And we have a caller. And I'm pretty sure this is Miss Fesh. Sister Paris? 336?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Sister Paris.
Greetings, Sister Antoinette. Greetings, family. Ooh. Sister Antoinette, I love you, child.
I love you too, Miss Sister Paris. And thank you for being here. I truly appreciate you.
I appreciate you more, child. You sing that song to me. You know, gee whiz, you would have to play that.
Now, that's my go-to song. Honestly and truly, I've started more shows with that song before I came on the air. I listened to that show, and a couple other ones, but that's usually always like one of the first two or three shows that I play before I come on the air. I play that to encourage myself.
Wow. Sister Antoinette.
Yes.
You have so many people who love you, and I didn't want to blow Brother Eddie's phone up. Calling, asking you about you. I love you. And I'm so grateful to be on this planet and on this side of the dirt to just be a part of this with you, my family. It may not be the one that you come to the planet with through your mom's gate. However, we're family, and I appreciate it. I'm going to mute, and when I get myself together, Antoinette, thank us.
Well, thank you, Sister Paris. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Okay, area code 706.
As Miss Kim Weston always says, to God be the glory, and I thank him for your story, Sister Antoinette, that we get to live and be a page in your life.
Yes, I'm grateful for that. I truly, truly am. I'm just grateful for all of y'all.
Yeah, and, you know, it's all in divine order. You know, we couldn't have mapped out this plan because it was already planned before we even got into the womb. The only thing we had to do was come out onto Mother Earth and to do the purpose that we came on to do. And so this is why I'm so grateful for all the family that we've come on Blog Talk Radio and the other shows that we do, is because we all have a love for ourselves and our people and our creator. And so what we're doing and what you do is in speaking truth to power. And this is what, you know, Brother Dry Bones has been doing this for many a years. And I'm grateful for him, you know, because it's the message is in the music, and that's what he does is the music, but he also listens to the songs that our heart sings.
Yes.
I'm loving this. This is beautiful, man. This is what a celebration. I'm so happy that we're able to give you these flowers because all of us have went through tragedy.
I truly appreciate it. I truly do.
Yeah, and you know me and you joke all the time, but I heard you, like Brother said, you were sounding bad. I was getting on you, too. I was like, what? And it's amazing, man. I think you meant to be here. You know what I say, Queen Antoinette. I told you. I always tell you. wow, I'm just loving all this, man. Y'all just keep it going. Keep it flowing. Y'all are a beautiful transition to life right now. Let's do it. Keep it going, y'all. This is a celebration.
Yeah, see, y'all don't know how Dry Bones and I, we go back and forth at it too, y'all. Because Dry Bones is ornery. See, y'all don't know. Dry Bones is really ornery.
I love it.
You love it. You know I'm telling the truth. Dry Bones is ornery, y'all.
I have a good time with y'all. But it works, don't it? It works, I tell you.
Yeah, see, and sometimes I got to remind him I'm his elder.
Yeah. I know. How old is you? What? Oh, man, this is beautiful. I'm going to tell you what Brother Eddie said earlier. I can feel the life now in you. I swear. I'm not making it. It's almost like, wow. Because it's like night and day. And you now into the day. So any more calls? You got the board, so you just. Hey,
yeah, I don't see anything. If y'all know how bad I was, look, let me tell you. I went in and, you know, which I told Brother Eddie, but I went in and I was wearing like extra large, extra large, you know. And honestly and truly, I came out and I wear a small. A small and a medium. So one day they took like 20-some pounds of fluid off of my chest, off of my lungs and my heart. And every day I was dropping like 10 to 20 pounds, whether it was all fluid. So in total, for the month that I was in there, I must have lost like 60 pounds in a month. So now I got to buy all new clothes because I have nothing that fits me.
That's all right. That's good. That's a beautiful story.
Oh, you gonna buy me an outfit? You gonna buy me an outfit, Dry Bones?
I sure will. You tell me where to cash app that money. We tell them and they can get it.
All right, but I'm going to do that.
Do that. Do that for me. That'll be beautiful.
I'm going to do that.
It's good to hear all y'all on here today because, again, I hope Miss Kim, looking for all the calls. But can you see the board or not? I'll let you handle the board. You
yeah, I can see it.
Okay, well, go ahead. You on it.
She had called while we was on, and my daughter tried to call her back and was unable to get her.
Let me see if I can get her on the line. I'll call. I'll keep doing it. Y'all keep talking. I'll try to see if I can get her.
Yeah, I don't see her on here, unfortunately.
I
no, because my daughter said when we were talking, she had called, and my daughter tried to call her.
Okay, well, I'm going to try on my phone. Y'all just keep it going, and I'll do my best to see if I can reach you. Go ahead. Y'all keep it going.
Okay, but if anybody has a question or a comment, you know, if you press 1, you can come on in. But I'm happy with what I do. This is, I love this. I truly love this. And, you know, being Brother Eddie's co-host is just, it's truly an honor. It truly is. It's truly an honor. And learning how the numbers and everything work and, you know, it's just wow.
Can I still be heard, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, you can.
Okay, yeah, just to echo on that, yes, the last couple of weeks I've been in and out and tuning in to different shows, and I must admit that the family has kept you in their prayers and echoing the sentiment and letting me know how much we are missed, you know, on Wednesday evenings, and we're just missed the people hearing our voice. People are used to hearing our voice. It's like now, I don't care where you are. If you're in a room of people, and like most people, most of us listening has never saw you, when you open your mouth, they know who you are just by listening. This is how much you have touched the people, but this is, again, just like you were bugging me on your hospital bed about having a class and and you don't know what's basically happening. You in and out of your conversation, your thought and everything else, but you still, as you said, I miss this. I love this. This is like a love drug to you. You know, this is keeps you going, keeps you inspired, keeps you fired up. So again,
this was my medicine. This is part of my medicine.
That's it. This medicine is your therapy, but that's like the listening audience and family. You know, they miss this therapy that they get from us, you know, during the weeks, the months, the years that we've been on, you know, because you've been with Dry Bones much longer than I have. And I've been with you for the last, what, I would say 8 going on 9 years. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
And I got started in 2008.
Yeah, 2009, so you was waiting.
When Obama was running, because I started off on, you know, another network altogether.
Right.
It still was Dry Bones, but I mean not Dry Bones. It was African American Political Pundit. He's not on anymore, but
right.
And then after a couple of years, I ended up with Ron Reck, and that's where Dry Bones and I met up with Sister Igoni, and then I stopped again for a couple of years, and then I came back and I started doing it with Dry Bones. So Dry Bones started out as my co-host, which, I mean, if y'all know me, you know that I still have a high regard for where a man is supposed to be. And I still look at the man is supposed to be the head. So, you know, I still took them as being, you know, they were over top, you know, as Brother Eddie is. And so that's just the way how I am, how y'all do it. That's, you know, up to y'all, but that's me. So I've had the opportunity to
too. I got to word this carefully because Dry Bones is Army, y'all. let me put it this way. To have some great influential men to guide me to work with.
Yep. I agree with you.
Yes, indeed. And let me echo something for, I'm advocating for the sisters who might not want to push one or be on. And, you know, when you say, yeah, put a man in his place where he's supposed to be the head, just want to add one little thing. If he's in order, if he's right, that's when you put him ahead. But if he's a knucklehead, if he's an asshole, hey, well, why are you going to put him ahead of you? Come on, let's be real.
That's right. That is so true.
And,
yes.
And a real man knows that I ain't speaking nonsense when I say that. He know he got to be in order, you know, to be put where he's supposed to be put. You know, he ain't got to be put there. He is there. It's not what you do. It's who you are.
Now,
you got to find out who we are.
Hold on. She, now, that's where we. That's where I get with her. Don't believe that. She be having we be having to do what she say. I don't care what y'all say.
I know you, look, I told y'all, Dry Bones is Army.
Look, I got something for y'all. You better have a show today. I said, yeah, I'm having one for you for sure.
I got one for y'all. Okay, wait a minute.
I keep on falling in love.
Woo! I'll be back. Hey, yo, shorty, what's up? You're looking good today. So you gonna give me some time or what?
What you talking about, shorty? What you know about a woman's work?
You could buy me pearls, take me on a cruise around the world, baby, you know I'm worth it, in a lit by candles, run my bubble bath, make love tenderly to not your soul, but a show that you know she's worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will if she can find a man who knows her worth.
Please.
Still on there? Is everybody there?
That was a smooth transition.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
It was smooth like butter.
I said that. Hey, I'm gonna say she from what area? You from again?
For me, you know, I'm here in Delaware. I'm
Delaware.
In the first state.
Go ahead. That was a good one. Oh, that's all, y'all. I'm just making sure y'all stay on this line.
Okay,
well,
we have another caller.
A new caller. You spin. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Brother Eric, and I'll bring the caller in a moment.
No, you let me call. You let that caller in. Go ahead.
Okay, area code 843.
That's right. It's my turn to talk. Happy birthday to you.
How are you?
How you doing, Miss Antoinette? This is Eddie.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm so
glad
to
be here to celebrate. Glad to be here to celebrate this magnanimous day of your return back to this coil called Earth.
Yes, Lord. Yes, and I'm so glad that you could be here with us and that you're here with me. I truly appreciate it. And truly do.
Thank you for being you.
That's the only person I can be. It wouldn't work
Don't
if I tried to be somebody
it.
Else. Pardon me?
That's right. I said, and don't you forget it. That's right. Ashe.
No, I can't. I got to take Antoinette no matter where I go. I got to bring me with me.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, thank you so much.
Indeed. Greetings and peace to the family. What's up, Dry Bones? What's up, Brother E?
Beautiful, man.
What's going on, Brother Eddie?
Yeah,
Brother Kwame?
Yeah, everybody. I'm here.
What up, Easy E? Easy E.
Good.
Hey. Oh, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibe, man. Eddie was the one that I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't even known about it, but Eddie texted me, you know, and let me know and put me on board. So I'm so thankful, man. I'm glad to be here. Thank y'all so much, man. I love what y'all do. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Okay, well, we have more callers. I'm going to bring them in. And, you know, I mean, anytime y'all want to jump in, just go ahead. But let me bring this person in. Area code 740.
Greetings. Happy birthday, Sister Antoinette.
Thank you, Brother Jeff.
Yes, ma'am. That's me, Brother Jeff.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, I'm much better these days. How about you? You sound strong. You sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I'm much better.
Yes,
I'm so much better than what I was. Trust and believe.
I'm so happy. Prayers are being answered. Greetings to all family members, Dry Bones, Ed, I think Elder Kwame's on, a few of the other speakers that I'm familiar with, our voices. Greetings to everyone. Here to celebrate with you.
Yeah, you kind of fading out, brother.
Yeah,
you in and out, Jeff. You in and out. Much love, fam. Yeah.
Much love. I'm going to go on mute. I think I have mic problems.
Hello?
Oh. Oh, well, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Sam, here we go.
Okay.
Out of
That is so good.
All right.
Thank you. Dry bones?
I'm on the line.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you dropped.
Yeah, I'm listening. We having a good time listening. Y'all keep it on. Everybody's line is open. I think some of them, we got a 1-877. I think that just came in there. They wanted to call. I think we're getting some people from New York to call you. They're trying to get in on this line. So go ahead. I see another caller.
I think it's 1-877.
Yeah. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, great show.
I truly appreciate it. I truly do. And I appreciate everyone's comments and everything.
Okay. Anybody else?
And for those that, you know, knew that I was sick and, you know, they, you know, took out the time to call me and to text me and, you know, I mean, and then, you know, the people that cooked for me.
Yes.
Because they knew that I'm real funny. I didn't eat the hospital food. So, it was people that they cooked for me and was bringing me food in. And
yes, beautiful there. That's a beautiful, that's family. Yes. That's that media around there, that local family. I tell you, sometimes you got to have that. You had it. That's beautiful. That is a beautiful thing. Yes, it was.
And you know, and then even the hospital staff that was good. I mean, which was really a lot of them because, you know, they would put me on floors that I shouldn't have been on where they weren't having me do anything, just lay in the bed. And one of the nurses was like, you know, we got her up walking and everything. And, you know, y'all are taking her backwards by putting her in here and she doesn't do anything but stay in the bed. So, you know, it was different doctors and nurses and everything, and they advocated for me to get back onto the floor where they were making me move instead of allowing me to just lay there.
Yeah, I forgot. Remember, that's when you told me about the conditions at that hospital one time. I said, was the people, your family, because that's serious stuff there. I'm just glad that you had a family. I'll be honest with you, because you know we talk that you got to really now say your family has really bonded because they choose to see you live, and that to me shows you the love of your kids that they couldn't and then you got us out here, the Dry Bones family out there.
We are so happy you're feeling well.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking that to myself, man. I want to say kudos to your family too, man. Because when you told me what they had said to them, I think that's trauma to the mindset to think you got to make a decision like that. Most people don't take that; they take it for granted. You got to make a life and death decision on one of your family members. Think about that, y'all listening.
Yeah, especially to be your mother.
Think about that. Much kudos to your family. Much kudos to them. I swear, I must
thank
you. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm gonna regress.
I can attest to that one because I just lost my mother, and I had to be the one to tell them that we taking her off life support, and that was the thing to do. And saying that she told us that she didn't want to be on life support, so when it got there, I told them that okay, we're gonna take her off life support tomorrow. And that watch him take her off that mask and take that respirator off and then hold her to take that last breath or something. Hold on a minute.
But honestly, truly, I was fortunate. I mean, as you all know, I just worried poor Brother Eddie because I was constantly calling him for any little question or anything I had. I was calling him, Brother Eddie, is this sound right? Or, you know, whatever. And he would break everything down according to the numbers.
Okay,
so,
Ms. Kim just called.
That's deep there. We got to do a program on that one there. That's what sounds like a much-needed discussion. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
She's going to call back when she's got it. Somebody was at her door, so she's going to call back.
Oh, okay, good. Good, I'm glad.
Yes, well, Antoinette, I just want to say personally that I am so happy and so blessed that you are back out of the hospital feeling well to come on your birthday to give a show. I just came out of an event, and I said, I'm going to come on because it's your birthday, and I know all that you've been through, so I am so, so happy that you have been blessed with the Most High, the Creator, to get you healthy and get you back on track. And just know, you know, your family here at Dry Bones Connection, you know, has been praying for you and so happy.
Oh, thank you. And I got out last night. I got out last night, so trust and believe I'm so happy.
Wow.
We have another call. I'm going to bring them in. Area code 618.
Wow, you are a bad sister.
Hey, Miss Drybone.
Like 8 something.
How you doing, Sister Drybone? This is Brother D, St. Louis.
Hello, how are you?
All right. I just want to let you know I appreciate what you do, and the world would be a lot better if we had a lot more sisters like the sisters that be on here. Cause see, I'm just saying I'm not on the sisters. It's just the sisters done kind of made it hard for the world because y'all the one take care of the world, and y'all word is what law is. That's why they always say the woman law, but basically y'all the one take care of everything. You know what I'm saying? And thanks for taking care of the Dry Bones Show. But you know what I'm saying? For overall, y'all take care of the world.
Oh, well,
thank you, brother.
Yes, thank you. I don't know what else to say. Thank you.
Yep. Keep it going. I guess y'all got callers. Keep it rolling. Just.
Yes, we have
another call. I see another one. There you go. There's another
one. Yeah, Erico 771.
Okay, Sister Antoinette.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me? Happy birthday. This is Sean Cady.
Oh, thank you.
Man. Oh, my brother.
Thank
Appreciate it. They coming from all over now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was glad to hear that. And I picked up that you just got out the hospital and your birthday is today. So that sounds like a perfect timing for you.
Yeah. I got out last night after being in there for 5 or 6 weeks. I went in December the 21st, and I got out yesterday.
The 21st? Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, December the 21st.
I forgot about that. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
And man, I didn't even know that anything had happened. I asked my son, well, you know, how did anybody know? And, you know, he just said that I kept calling, and I didn't answer the phones or anything. And they just got concerned and came and they found me.
Wow.
Well, right quick, family. December 21st.
That's what I said.
Winter solstice.
Yeah, you heard what I said. I said December 21st. I said, okay, I'm going to say that for Sunday, but never mind. You don't got to me. Wow.
Hey, Dry Bones, y'all know every day after the 21st, you get more light towards the spring. So that's why, even though they say everything dies in the winter, but if from the 21st forward, you're going to get a little bit more light all the way until spring. So it ain't always dead.
It ain't
always coming back
dead
to life as well.
Well. It's a wonderful thing. Y'all, you got the board. I see y'all at Antoinette. This is your thing. Keep it going, Brother Eddie. All y'all open, call Antoinette. You're still rolling, so Take control. You clean it after that. Remember.
Is this an open? Is this an open mic? We can talk about whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, she say so. No, they ain't gonna listen to me. This ain't me. Go ahead. What you say after that?
I mean, you know what? You did this. This is your party. You know, I'm just the honorary guest.
Yes, I'm just on the making sure the boys, you already got control. That's what I'm doing. I want you to feel good about, because a lot of people calling in. I want to make sure we get everybody who want to give a shout. It's a party. It's an internet party.
Yeah.
And like she said, she came the same day she called and said, I said, wow, this is amazing. That's why I said we had to do this.
Strong black woman.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you are able to do it. We can see the light that has come. Even like I said, y'all said it earlier. Those you did talk to her, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all said it earlier in the program. Man, the strength that I hear today, wow. That's
incredible.
Yeah, beautiful thing. So keep it
going.
If you could talk more, feel free. I just wanted to make sure everybody, you know, y'all in there, listen to her. Make sure, because there's a lot of people on the lines. I don't want to be y'all bombarded, so let y'all go ahead, Antoinette. It's on you.
No, I mean, y'all are fine. I mean, anybody that has a question or a comment,
please
just press 1. And we'll be happy to, open up your line and let you come on through. If there's a song that you want, maybe we already have it in the playlist and we can play it for you. I know we have a lot of music in here.
Oh, yes.
So we may be able to have something similar to what you may want if we don't have exactly what you want.
You pick what you want to want. It's your music. Pick. You already played that one song. The sister was crying. Keep playing. That would be.
Those are my songs that I use for when I fish out.
Well, there you go. It's just your
show. I start the show, these are things that I play to, get me. Just to, encourage me.
I'm so happy you were able to do all this, man. It's like a wow. That's what I say, to have everybody
and
alive.
And you sound real good, too.
Yeah, well.
Thank you. And that's why I said, I just got out last night.
I know, but you're rolling. But I was just going to say that, the handsome man, Martin Luther King's son, Dexter, died here in Atlanta. I don't know if anybody watched the coverage. I'm telling you, when I watched the coverage of his sister coming out, giving the news brief on her brother, I was so touched. I cried a little with her, and my heart goes out to the family because they've had such, so many deaths. Of course, Martin, the mother, then the sister died a year later. Now Dexter and, it's like, they don't have a lot of children, out of all of them. So it's pretty sad. So if you have the song, He Can Dance With His Father Now by Luther Vandross. That would be a nice, song.
Miss Kim is on the line.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Miss Kim in? Can you let Miss Kim in, Brother Kwame?
Yeah, she's on.
Is she here? She's on your line or in the queue here?
She's on my line. I don't know where she's going.
Okay.
Yes, there she is.
Hi, Miss Kim.
Happy everybody. Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just love you, Miss Kim.
And I love you too, darling. God bless you. Come on out of there.
She's at home.
Come on,
so
I'm home, Miss Kim. Yeah,
I came home last night. Well, I called you earlier, but I didn't get an answer. Well, thank the Lord.
Yes, okay. My daughter tried to call you back to tell you, and she couldn't get through.
Okay.
Yeah, because then I was on the phone with Dry Bones. I'm sorry. Pardon me?
I say happy birthday. Now, that's a good birthday present.
Thank you. Yeah.
be home from the hospital.
Yes, it was.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm so grateful to be in home.
I know that's right.
I truly, truly am.
Blessings to everybody else.
Blessings, Miss Kim.
Yes, yes, Miss Kim. Yes.
Antoinette, I have a request since we're in an 8 year and eight is, most people know eight as infinity. Can you play Miss Kim's song, Never Grow Old?
You know what? I was thinking about that. Yes. I love that,
brother
song.
Eric?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is.
Greetings.
I've been thinking about that.
Don't think, Carl. Don't think, Carl. Don't think, Carl.
I was going to call Sister Beverly to get your number.
Miss Kim, I remind everybody that one of the greatest things on Blog Talk Radio happened when you brought the phone out on the stage live and you told the audience, I got my Dry Bones family with me right here on the phone. And you performed a show. Well, I mean, we listened to the whole show, but that was ridiculous. You was backstage. The man came back and just said, Miss Kim, you were about 15 minutes late. And when he left out, you said, no, I'm right on time. Oh, man. That was awesome. That was awesome. All right, y'all. I'm going to let somebody else speak.
Hold on. Y'all, I see dead air. We can't have dead air. Somebody is too much. Miss Kim, Drybo.
Yes, sir.
Much love to you as always. I mentioned your event. I didn't do anything fun, but I told them they're giving you some honorary love in Kentucky, and I said I'll try to get further notice, but I know it's in February, right before that Super Bowl, so I didn't know if it still was going on, but if it ain't, let us know, but still love to have you on there as always, so you feel free always to come on this program, which is brought to you by...
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I talked to him yesterday so far. I'll get back with you tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, you do that for me.
Antoinette, you found the song?
Yeah. Oh, she looking for it? You need me help? You need me to help, sister? You need me to help it? Okay, let me... okay, so, Brother Eddie, you with us? All y'all, we still having a good... Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question out there listening. Like I say, Antoinette, you with us? Can you hear us? Making sure you're still with us so I can find you here. You all right? Okay. There we go.
Equality each day. This man who spoke has much to learn. A man is born that way. And this is America. A man is born to walk the land in search of truth and trust. To pass. Oh.
on high. There
lot of speechless moments tonight, ain't it?
Yeah. I was going to say, let the church say amen, but y'all ain't going to say what the heck. I'm about to go to church Sunday.
That's
deep.
Everybody don't want to hear you. They don't want us to know that they're crying and snot running out their nose.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, that's a good one. You ain't lying, man.
Look,
Miss
Kim made that, and I didn't know that Miss Kim had ever made that. And honestly and truly, when I heard her version of it,
I told
her that has become my favorite gospel song now. The gospel artists and everything that I know and everything, but that one just really, really touched me, and I just love it. I love that song so much. So, again, Miss Kim, thank you for it. And I remember when her, when Miss Kim's ex-husband was on the show, William Stevenson, and, you know, we had played, and he said, now you see the reason why we had to have her at Motown.
Hey, excuse me. I got a question I wanted to ask. This is Brother D from St. Louis. I know back when y'all was making that music,
and you was doing gospel and you was doing R&B. Was you getting ridiculed for that? Because I know they were kind of like tripping off that back in the day.
Absolutely, positively. But my first song at Motown was a gospel song. I went to Motown with the Right Special, and we did 99 and a Half Won't Do.
I remember that song.
Yes, I do. Yeah, 99 and a Half Won't Do. Yes, I do.
Wow. And I can imagine the hate that you got, them looks and the stares that you got. I bet you can still remember them to this day.
Say that again.
I can picture the looks and the stares that you got from people that was ridiculing you for making those making the songs, you know, singing, you know, R&B and gospel music at the same time. I know you got some mean looks from people back in those days.
Yeah, but let me tell you, my grandest moment was I was visiting my engaged family with him, and his dad, who didn't deal with secular artists at all, did come down and talk with me. And he said, well, what I don't understand is how you could turn your back on God. I told him, ain't no way I can turn my back on God because I can't make it without God. I said, this is just a job, and people don't understand that. This is a job. It's like people like the fact is a job. Has nothing to do with me and God, other than the fact that I believe God sent me to Motown. And he say, I never thought of it like that. I have to take God with me everywhere I go. Before I go on the stage, I'm talking to God. On my way there, I'm talking to God, you know?
A lot of people don't understand that when you come from that point of view, because people, you know, a lot of people want you to always be, you know, just no matter how what you do is how you do it. The good spirit gonna always be with you because we all got a path that we got to go down, and however we got to go down, that's how it's already laid out.
You know, and that's a gift that she was given from God that she gave to the people in the church. But she, what about the people in the streets? They need to hear the gift that God gave her, and this is what Motown was able to share with the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The word says all things were made by God. All good things were made by God, you know. And recently I was working on some music, and I said, God had to have the blues he made them. Y'all understand what I'm saying? God had to have the blues, and he showed us because he straightened a whole lot of folks out. He opened up the earth and let thousands of people go down there. Then, but they had to give him the blues, didn't they? What you say?
That's right. Blue.
Is the sister still on that was looking for Luther Vandross?
Yeah, I believe everybody's on here. I think so. I don't see nobody drop yet. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm still here.
Before I remove all the enemies, my father was living here. Then up the staff he was carrying me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could have kept another chance, another dance with him, my mother always disagreed. to get my way, I would run from hand to hand. He makes me laugh just because of me. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night, under my sheet, never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could spend
my mother, that last dance with my mother at her 91st birthday.
Mm.
Dance with my mother.
Beautiful. I know that's right.
Thank her. It's in divine order. I needed to feel that.
Every time I hear it, that makes me think of my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. My father too.
Yeah, but that makes me think of that last dance I had with my. And you know what the song that she wanted to dance with? My Last $2, the blues. Whoever was saying that about you. That was her favorite blues song. My Last $2.
Last $2. I'm going to have to listen to that one. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've heard it. I've heard it years ago because I've always loved the blues. But...
Can I be heard real quick?
Yes,
go
you
ahead,
can. You're clear, brother.
Yeah, I got a little bit to add in because I have to listen and pay attention before I can just add to the mix, just dealing with the numbers. But dealing with Miss Kim, and when she said the blues and Brother D mentioned the scrutiny that she got. Because, as Brother Kwame said, now she's singing to the people who are in the street compared to the people who are in the church. Not knowing back then, as we know now, the people are the church. Just because they're in a building that's called the church, that's not the church. That's the building. It's the people who make that building name a church. Those people leave and they still people. But the people are the church as they walk around. But it brings me to the number that church comes to 2. 29, 2 plus 9 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. People is 20. 2 plus 0 is 2. Well, Brother Kwame mentioned his last $2. There's the people right there. Those last two, because in the spirit of more than one, that's the two, baby. That's the people. And it's, never dies. Bringing it to that 8 that we talking about dealing with the year, 2024, the 8. Well, old is 8. Yeah, old will never die. As Brother Eric mentioned, that's infinity, people. Infinity. It keeps recycling. So, yes, 8 never dies. And it hit me that it was 8 years ago that Sister Antoinette and I first started doing our shows. And I know some people try to remember, but it's all in history. You know, history repeats itself. And if we just think about 8 years ago was 2016. Weren't we talking about Donald Trump and Donald Trump getting in office lying and this, that, and the other, and people looking at Donald Trump this way and the other before he got elected? But it was 2016. Can't we remember Brother Prince? Woo, Brother Prince died in 2016. We did a show on that.
Yes, we did.
That the day that Brother Prince died happened to be the Queen's birthday, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, and dressed in the purple.
And they and they colored the river, the Nile River, purple.
Yeah.
You know, see, so yeah, you see how that's eight years ago, but dealing with the eight right now, eight is mother. Mother is 26. We call you the motherboard. That's eight.
Yeah.
See, you keep us together. Together is 40-48. This is why you are the center. The mother is the center. Center is 26, the eight. You deal with your family because it was your family who advocated for you while you were in the condition you were in. Family is 17, the eight. It's all dealing with this year of the eight. But the key is we can find it if we take time to see the number behind words that are right in front of us. Because as I told you, Sister Antoinette, if you took the time, you see that your birth, we're celebrating it today, and your name represents what you believe in. You believe in God. God is 13. Your date is 130. That's 13 or 4. And 41, which is 5, is Jesus Christ. 59, 5 plus 9 is 14. It's the 5. You right there in your birth and your name as a representative of the Most High. Some people call the Most High. Some people call it God. It's the same number. We just keep replacing the words with the name, I mean, with the numbers and put different names to it. But yes, Sister Antoinette, you're endowed, you are endowed, you're embedded with what you believe by the numbers.
Yeah.
Because as Brother D mentioned, that it's the sisters, but it's better yet, the mothers that rule and guide the world. That's why mother is 26. World is 17. They're both the 8. This is who you are, as explained earlier when Brother D was asking, you know, it's not what you say, it's what you do. I just rephrased it a different way. It's not about what you do. It's about who you are. And some of us, sad to say, don't know who we are because we've listened to so many different facets, angles of people, and we get caught up in what they're saying because it's a feel-good moment. They feel it because it sounds good. But at the end of the day, for me, it ain't even about me. What the Creator has given me is the numbers. To make it plain, I was at the VA, not to take it away from you, but it's all a part of you. I was able to talk to, I went to the VA medical facility here, and every place I went, I stayed an extra half an hour because the numbers that you, I, all of us represent, once we know how to use the word, the number remains the same. We can open people up. Love conquers all. Love conquers in all of 5. That's it. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's what we call the magic spell or the magic word, which is 30 cast spells, 41. But back to the 5. Antoinette, this is you, your name, Jesus Christ. Everybody that I talk to and I explain to them what I did after I did it. Because I've learned through life's experience that when I mention the 5 and use the term that we all are, a teacher, people with degrees, doctors, nurses, whatever, look at me knowing my file and my record. I got a high school diploma. Who in the hell do you think you are calling yourself a teacher trying to teach me something? But to squash that and still use teacher number 32, the 5, and get and pull people in with that honey, that sugar, that love. I just changed the word, the number remains the same, and said, let me share some information with you. And everybody is receptive. You just say key words with key numbers, and nobody denies it. Nobody pushes it off because you're not pushing something. You're saying you want to share, and they open up.
Mm-hmm.
Same number, different words. It's all in front of us, hidden in plain sight. But that five sisters and that love that everybody is sharing with you that resonates is key that we all pick up on. You know, like I said, I'm just a messenger. Woo! Messenger is 41. Don't get mad at me. I'm on the five. I got five on it. I love it. Love is five. I love you, family. So, again, if it resonates, resonate is 32. Pull it in. It's for you. As we say at the old song, don't fight. Don't fight the feeling. Don't fight it. See, because that's why you feeling me. Feeling is 31. It's spirit that you're feeling. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm using the words, but I always say I use the number. We hear these things, and sometimes we don't know why we resonate with certain words. When we find that number, woo, that's the facts, baby. That's the facts, 23, which is 5. Just give me the facts, damn it. And especially putting a emphasis on the facts, if it makes sense. Sense is 23. Woo, shit, you got me. You're making me think. Because that's what it is. We got to get back to critical thought. But let me digress and, you know, turn it back over to the family. I just wanted to share that eight. That it's been 8 years, sister, and I loved every, and I'm loving every minute that we have.
I am too, together. Brother. It is such a pleasure, such an honor to, you know, to work with you. It truly, truly has. And I wouldn't change anything in the world. I'm enjoying this journey with you.
Could I piggyback on Eddie?
Yes, could you give me one second, Brother Kwame? Because this person's been on hold for a moment. So let me just bring them in, and then you come in right after them, okay? Area code 804. Okay, if I can get them. Okay, Brother Kwame, you go ahead, and while I'm getting them in, and when you're done, then they can jump in right after you, okay? 804, right after Brother Kwame, then you can jump in. Okay, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight?
What? Okay, give me one second, please.
Let him go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Yeah. A lot of interesting information y'all were bringing up. I wanted to ask anybody on this line if they hear anything today about this thing with this Neuralink implant going in somebody's brain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did hear about that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of interesting because if you think about it in a sense, they've already been doing this with dogs and things like that. So I think it's kind of like it's really like a joke, but the fact that somebody, they won't tell you who was the lucky or unlucky participant. They said they want the person to remain unidentified.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting with what's going on in the world today, which that you would see something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
really, it's a surprising when you look at the times that we're in, you know, looking at everything else that's going on and then looking at the control that they want to take over. You know, they want to control everyone and everything. And remember the movie where Tom Cruise, where they controlled what you think, or what was it, like thought crimes? You didn't even have to do it.
Minority Report.
Thank you. I couldn't think of it. But isn't that what they're doing now? So they're making that scenario. You know, okay, well, you don't want to volunteer to do it. Well, guess what? We're going to give it to you anyway. And isn't that what the education system is? Isn't that what, you know, everything. I mean, everything that they can put on you, isn't it already there where it's leading up to? We're going to make this scenario for you to act the way how we want you to act.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
You're right.
I mean, that's my opinion. I mean,
exactly right. Yeah. You know, they've been announcing Neuralink for like almost 2 years, and funny thing, Elon Musk was, he slick when he was talking about it. Like, well, you know, we don't want the AI to, you know, take over because it could be bad. But then on the second hand, you know, I got a new telephone coming out, Neuralink. Hook it up to your brain. It's safe. Like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm like, it's just, yeah, I don't know. These people, man, they need to make a law that people that create this stuff need to be tested on themselves by the people they're willing to put it on, you know, just to make sure it works.
I second that motion.
I do, too. But I say no, testing on somebody who they love. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but, you know, I mean, they're willing to put our loved ones out there. Well, you know, let's put you out there. Put your loved ones out there. But, of course, then they'll probably stop loving anybody. if they even have the capacity to love.
They got too much time on their hand. They need to worry about the sun and all this stuff and being able to survive on the surface. Like, things around them is just kind of self-destructing. So they should be worried about their survival versus trying to do stuff to other people. I mean, real talk for them, you know. Things ain't looking good for them. Okay, you know, they trying to get off the planet, find out they can't get off the planet. You know, they don't know what to do, you know. So they got their own problems they should be worried about than trying to stick a microchip in somebody. You know, like,
when you look at their history, they are the people that came to steal, kill, and destroy. I mean, look at where they came from. They came from over in England where they tore up over there. So then they had to come here and tear up. You know, they're not used to anything decent. They're used to, you know, causing problems, living in havoc, and making everything around them and everyone as miserable as they are, if they can.
And you know,
it's like what they're doing in Israel.
That,
mm-hmm.
They do everything they do. Like, they touch our food. They poison that. Everything they touch for us, they got to do something to destroy it. I'm like, man, that's their only mindset is to poison and destroy. Like, man, what kind of people are these? Like, we just said, everybody just said, stop, hold on. Hold on, let's just stop all this because it's too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like we let little kids play around and stuff, and we ain't saying nothing. Like, we need to put them down. Like, that's you know, I'm like, nah, something ain't right about this. They don't need to be in charge of nothing. You know, that if we see them with the problem, we need to be the one in charge and then fix them. You know, sooner or later, them tables got to reverse to something because. It's way too much because, I mean, they got too many problems, like I said.
The ones that they sent here from England, I mean, look, the ones they sent here from England were the ones that were in the jails. They were their murderers, their rapists, you know, their thieves and everything else. They sent the worst of the worst. They didn't send anyone decent over here.
Nah, criminal.
Well, that's getting in. That's getting in. That's getting in.
They never tell you what they went to jail for over there.
Yeah, it's basically saying that England 32 was already divided. 32.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent those splits, ones, those ingrates, those all of the wretched's here.
Yeah.
See? And this is why they lied and call it the United States, because they know that they come from a mindset that's divided. We talked about their education, which is being reprogrammed. For me, just seeing the number of education being 34 a 7 versus nature 25 a 7. When has education ever taught us about nature? And nature starts with yourself. Yourself is 34, 7. We're not in our nature because we've been given the law, 7, of education called institution, a 7. And it's reinforced by that tell lie vision, 43, a 7.
After that, you got 5 minutes, and I don't know if y'all want to keep going.
I'm so sorry.
Can I play a song for Antoinette? I just want to play a song for Antoinette, please.
Antoinette.
Okay, could you let me, give me 1 second, please? Forgive me, y'all, for not making this announcement. We have 5 minutes left. If anyone would like to continue on with us, Brother Eddie, if you can give them the number, you have 5 minutes to call in. And if not, then you'll miss the rest of it. Brother Eddie, you want to go? You want to give the number?
The number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Thank you. And you have 5 minutes to call in, so you're on the five even with that. Dry Bones, you want to give your contact information, and then Brother Eddie, you want to give yours. And
let me remind
y'all on Sunday, Dry Bones comes on at 10:30 a.m. for the Helios Filios. And
yes,
at 3 p.m. on Sunday, we're drumming with Brother Ray. And Miss Kim is always with us, so, you know, we're really happy and so grateful for her. And, okay, Brother Eddie.
No, I thought you were. Anyway, you can reach me at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764 @gmail.com.
Thank you. And Drive On, if you want to give your contact information or anything you want to give out?
No, just come on Sunday, because we're going to add some fires to all that's been talked about. It's going to be wonderful. So let's get it over. I love it. This has been a great birthday, and we're so happy to have you with us. Once again, Antoinette back on the mic. So,
well, thank y'all. I truly thank y'all, and I love y'all. Okay, so y'all got 4 minutes. Somebody was talking.
He said it's about some song he was going to play. I don't know. That's all I know.
Which one was that? Forgive me. That's right. Yes, 804. Was that 804?
No, that was 843.
You already got a few minutes to play the song. You better put it on quickly.
The other Eddie. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember this one.
That's really scratchy. Maybe it's kind of
damaged.
Scratchy.
Yes. It's gonna be hard to hear through that. That's really, but I know the song. Yeah.
Her own path of play. Oh,
That in the track. Don't worry. You had to worry. I'm going to have that in the track next week when we post Sunday. God on it. Oh, that's bad.
That brother's David Oliver, man. Homeboy said, she's so much woman.
She has to be a man.
The strength and resilience of that feminine energy. Hold on.
Before I go, after that, we got our jokes. Where's Chief Judge Joe Brown at? I'm going to get on him now. I'm going to call tomorrow and say, where he at?
I don't know. I talked to him when I was in the hospital, but I haven't spoken to him, of course, since I've been home. But
I'm just messing with you. I said, because we can't forget you had him on there. He was a regular. And I got to get to Brother Ray, too. I don't know what happened to Brother Ray. I would have to check on him as well.
I tried calling him, but he wasn't answering.
Yeah. So we'll get on everybody. But, we just need to check on everybody, really, because I keep the network flowing.
Yes.
Everybody check on each other, because I guess you know what's happening. So, but go ahead. Y'all want to keep it rolling? Where's the more?
Tariq.
Where's the more?
I've been in touch with y'all. Y'all really on WhatsApp. I'm hoping to do something. I gave it to him. I know he on the West Coast. I don't know what's going on, but we're gonna do something with him as well. And I want to talk to you, Brother Carney, about y'all doing something. So we're gonna spice it up because it's 24. Like my man said, it's 24. It's 24. So yeah, it's getting to be. Very much needed that everybody stay in tune. So, and today, are you want to keep it going? You tell me, because I don't want to check the board off. You're gonna keep it going.
Y'all want to keep at it? I'm good.
I'm happy as long as you telling me. Hey, you just got the hospital. See what I'm saying? See how you just got the hospital?
We don't know.
Yeah,
I want to make sure. I've been checking on y'all. You just got a hospital, y'all. If you feel good, but I just want to make sure you know you just got the hospital. We just so happy to hear you. But let us know. You let us know.
Yeah, rest yourself, Sister F, on that. This Brother Jeff, I'm just going to say.
Hello, Brother Jeff. How are you?
I'm just going to say, hey, thank you for everything you did. You reached out to a few people that helped me get through a very tough situation in my life, and I appreciate you for that. I love you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I'm glad everything is working out for you. That's what's important. I'm so happy for that, that it's working out for you. Am I still there?
Yes, you on there.
Yeah, we're here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Nobody cut it off yet.
I'm here with you to let the family know, as I already know, that this is your first time back on your birthday. If you feel good and you want to continue, we're going to go with the flow. Flow is 14, mm-hmm. so we're going to go with
right.
the love of the flow. With
right.
you, but at the same time, don't get it twisted. When we hear that your octave, your frequency, your vibration coming from your voice ain't the same, it changes, and we can hear you getting tired even though you don't want to stop or whatever, we going to pull the plug, baby. We going to pull the plug.
Thank you.
Because we hear the vibration and we hear that therapy that these classes are for you. But at the same time, we know when you ain't sounding right because you sound beautiful right now.
Yeah.
And Brother Kwame, as well as myself, talked to you before you went in. And like I said, you sound great. But if we hear anything slightly from any of us that don't sound right, that you need to take a breather, we gonna pull the plug because again, understanding you lost all that weight, which was good. They poured a lot of water, which is great, off of you. And this is a reason that you're sounding better, but we ain't gonna push it because again, as you just said, you just been out a little over 24 hours. You just got out yesterday, and this has been a little over 24 hours you've been off. So no, we feel you as much as we love you. See, so. Again, if you want to continue, we with you. But don't think you can fake us out. It's been 8 years. Like I said, we've been with you. We ain't seen you, but we hear you. We know you now. So
yes.
You go ahead and do what you're doing. We going to flow. Go with the flow.
But if you want to close the show, just like he's saying, we'll get off your porch and give you a rest, but we're going to be walking by here again tomorrow. You sitting on the porch, we're going to sit on the porch with you.
Well, I appreciate y'all. I truly do. And, you know, as I said, as long as y'all want to go and I'm able to, then, you know, we'll continue on. Okay?
Did you have any dreams while you was in the hospital, Antoinette, getting that rest like that and whatnot? Did you have any unique dreams that you care to share with us?
I went into a coma. I was in a coma. Wasn't I in the coma?
Yeah, that's what you said.
And you don't remember anything?
Oh, she doesn't want to talk. My daughter said I was in a coma, but I was still talking up a storm.
See? You need to tell us what you were saying. You might have put out some numbers that we might need to play tomorrow. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute.
Give you 40%. Okay.
That's what she's saying, but you got to let me hear her. Okay, I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead. Okay, my daughter said that was how they knew that they were giving me something that was keeping me asleep.
And you said, yeah, next thing is what I told them to get a copy of your record.
Okay, wait a minute. You're going too fast. My daughter said, huh? My daughter said that they had asked me, my children had asked me, were they giving me something to keep me out? And I said, yes. And my daughter said, that's when she told them she wanted a copy of my records.
And as soon as she saw what was be there, you started waking up.
And when they seen what wasn't supposed to be there, that's when I started waking up. So my children were there with me through the whole thing. They were the fighters because they were trying to put me out. They, you know, told my children that I wouldn't want to live through that, that I would be a vegetable
and you wouldn't talk enough.
And I wouldn't talk or anything. Well, y'all see that didn't work. I still talk. Oh, Lord, she said my youngest son was ready to punch somebody in the face. That's not good. And you know, y'all know better. Y'all know I would not want y'all cutting up and stuff and anywhere. Don't ever do that. Don't do that.
Sometimes people need to know that somebody is really in your corner, because sometimes when you're in those environments, them fools think they could do whatever they want to do. And they need to know that there's somebody there that's going to give them some tighten up. If need be. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Internet. You know,
I'll
take some of that leather strap if you want to swing it, but I'm going to stay true to this. Because, you know,
no, that's exactly
that
right.
Out of control.
Exactly right, Brother Ed, because, again, I don't care who you are, if you don't have somebody, if not your family, somebody there advocating for you, basically challenging these people, especially if you tell them something, but even if you ain't in your right state of mind, they're speaking and advocating for you. They're fighting for you. So when they see family members and people there standing up for righteousness and what you're doing wrong to my mother, my loved one, they get right. Especially if, like me, I always got pen and paper. I'm always taking notes, and I got my phone out, this technology, taking pictures of everything they do. If they ain't on point, they get on point. But you had the best advocators for you being your children.
Yeah.
But just somebody there who loved you that they knew, they just couldn't do anything to you and give you anything. This is what Dry Bone mentioned earlier. Your family was there. You had your children in your corner.
Yes. Yes, they were.
See. And that's major.
And my grandchildren, because my grandchildren would come and, you know, my brothers came and... Also, I had my daughter-in-laws and everything, so it was, you know, I mean, it was times that they were there. I didn't know it until, you know, the next day or maybe a week or something later, because I just didn't remember anything. I don't know, but you know what? I'm glad that I'm out of there, and I never want to go back again, and I hope I never have a reason for them to send me back. So let me say this to y'all. If any of y'all they tried it, don't do it again. Because they blamed it on the fact that I smoked years ago, over 10 years, that I smoked cigarettes. Then they blamed it on, oh, well, you tried vaping, so is that. You know, so they was using all these different things to say all these different things was wrong with me, that I was in heart failure, that my organs were shutting down, my liver, my lungs. My heart was any more? All major organs were shutting down. So, no, I mean.
And still you ride. All them lies they told, still you ride. Mm-hmm. Should have had somebody in the neighborhood with a hydro booty as you walked out of that facility and told them, like Della used to say, in Harlem Nights, kiss my entire.
You know what? I would have thought that would have been, I'm telling you, the hospital staff was so sweet. They came to me, they hugged me, they kissed me, they were telling me how they were going to miss me. And you know, how I was a great patient and, you know, everything else. And the ones that, you know, worked with me, they were truly great. The young lady that was my my roommate in there, you know, after they moved me like 4, 5, 6 times. And they kept that child in the bed where she wasn't getting up walking. And I was constantly walking. And so, you know what, before I left there, I did get that taken care of because I was determined that child was getting out of the bed. She's about 44, I think. But I talked to the guy that had me up and walking who told my son that he was going to have me up and walking in 2 days, and he did. So before I left there, they did get that young lady up, and they had her. She didn't walk, but they did have her, you know, where she was standing up. But she had been, before she got there, she was in a wheelchair. They, you know, she'd been down in that room with me for like a week or two, and they never stood her up or anything else. So I was happy to see her standing up and doing things, and she was happy about it. And
did she have family that was coming to check on her? If I may ask.
No, she had family there.
See? That goes right back to what Ed said. That goes right back to what Ed said, because you had your soldiers around you. You had your tribe around you, you know. And your energy that you are also. I'm never going to discount who you are. But you got to have them people around you, you know. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, I had, you know, I had good people that called and everything else, you know, I mean, that, you know, came and, you know, I was truly blessed with everything, you know, everybody's prayers, their thoughts, you know, their gifts, their kind words, you know, packages, you know, and even for my neighbors here, you know, at my home, that they were getting my packages and holding them for me until I got home. And I was able to get them. And, you know, my next door neighbor, I wanted beef ribs. And she, when I, you know, today, she brought me over beef ribs for my birthday. I got my rib, thanks to her. You know what I mean? So, and my daughter went and got me cupcakes for my birthday. 2 different flavors to give me. So
you said cupcakes?
Yeah, for my birthday. Remember, today's my birthday.
Oh yeah.
So she got me cupcakes and ice cream.
And I wanted to add this too. Excuse me, Sister Antoinette. Just wanted to add this too to the mix on being that soldier, being that advocate for our people. Again, I'm nowhere near Delaware. I'm way in Chicago. But I was one of the ones, I don't know who else did, was got on the phone with one of the nurses to get the hospital, to get the telephone number, to get her room number, her bed number, to let them know the people outside of her family are got y'all on accountability. See?
Oh, Eddie, that explains something to me.
What's that?
One of the nurses that I didn't know how she knew, she said, oh, and she said a kind of nurse, too. I see we got a famous person in here, one who's on the radio. Or something. I was like, how in the world did she know that? And now I see how they knew.
Well, again, you, in retrospect, you don't, because I never said nothing about us being on the radio.
Okay, that's what she said. Yeah.
See, because after I got the information with her, I ain't stopping there. I got in touch with your son to verify all the information that she gave me was true. See, don't stop. See, and that's what they're afraid of, because that's where we are right now. We ain't stopping. We can't be stopped. Ain't no stopping us now. We on the move. Yeah. Come on, man. We on the move. See, every part is connected.
Hey.
And we're connected to each other. So, yes, it's just all I wanted to add, to let us know how we in there. We got to let them know.
You got to lift every damn voice, even if the voice ain't in condition to lift themselves. That's what we're there for. Thank you, Miss Kim. Lift every voice.
Yes, well, I thank you, Brother Eddie. I didn't know you went through all of that. Thank you so much.
Oh, for sure. Who would I be if
I didn't walk the walk I talked and
really, like I said, this is love. This is true love. Said I got five on it. Love is five. I'm for real. You know, that's walking the walk. And the only leader that I am is I'm the example of that I'm speaking and walking what I'm talking about. That's what we all got to do. This is how we pull people in. This is how we reach them before we can teach them. Each one has to reach one before we teach them. So whatever it is you're doing, you have a conviction in it. And it resonates. As long as you're doing what you're talking about. And we all say that. Walk the walk you talk. Preach what you speak.
Yes, well, thank you so much for being you. I appreciate you being you so much. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're my mirror, so that's the way I'm going to preach. That's the way I'm going to teach. That's how I share. Whatever you give out, I'm just there to echo it and reciprocate. As they say, it comes back. Whatever you put out comes back. And that's what the people are here tonight doing for you. They're giving back to what you've given us. Thank us. That's the plus. Mm-hmm. When we thank us. And we know what a plus looks like. Ain't that a cross, y'all? Hey, it's your cross to bear. Hey, march with it. Stand forward. Stand on your square. Stay in your lane. But I'm here to keep us sane. I'm relinquishing myself to the floor and let the other family go ahead and speak.
Okay, yeah, well, as we're winding up, all lines are open except for the ones that never put their hands up. But if anybody has a question or comment that y'all want to give, then, you know, we can take them real quick and, you know, we can say goodnight to y'all. And, you know, so if anybody has a question or comment, now is your time. And anyone that's already on the line, if there's something else that you want to, you know, speak to or anything, you know, we are here, you know, for a couple more minutes.
So will you and Brother Eddie be on tomorrow night?
As far as I know, Brother Eddie.
Well, you know me. I got to talk to you in the morning and afternoon to see how you sound, because that's how we go. That's how we roll. We've been rolling that way. If you're sounding good like you're sounding now, we're going to go with it. If you ain't sounding too spiffy, I already know your frequency, like I said, and I told the family earlier. You know, we'll wait till next week. Give you time. You're doing it tonight. This is our show. Really, when you want to think about it, we didn't do it yesterday. We're doing it tonight. I mean, we ain't doing it tomorrow. We're doing it tonight, right now, right here. This is what it's all about right now, the eight, as we say. Live is eight. Why are you living? You living in the moment. Moment is eight. We living in the moment right now. We ain't promised tomorrow. So if it is to be, like I said, we'll still look for it. And if it happens, yes, family, we will have class tomorrow. So, again, I don't want to promise anybody. And we say, yeah, we're going to do it, and then it don't happen. I don't like to do that. So, again... Mm-hmm. We gonna go back here.
Put out a flash, and then let us know, and then that way, or we can just check in.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, and one more.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for that clarification. And I have one more quick thing because I know we're trying to end this. Speaking of living in the moment. Antoinette mentioned that she went in on the 21st of December, which is a 3. She come back on tonight, which is a 3. So.
Well, yesterday I came home. It was the 29th.
Oh, the 29th.
Yeah. I came home yesterday, last night.
Oh, okay. All right, right on. Well, that go that $2 then. That go that $2 that Kwame was talking about.
Yeah.
Ed, you can still call that a three because 129 is a two. And being the 1st of January is that three right there.
Already,
just looking at, just looking at when she went in on 12/21, and that was the winter solstice. 3 months later, we get 12 is three again, 21, which is the spring equinox. So she's bringing in those 3 months the light that she's been putting in. Because, again, that's when she was released on 129, which is the three. So it's all connected.
Wow.
Capricorn represents Pisces, even by number. Capricorn is 28, which is the one. And Pisces is 28, which is the one. Those are the only two signs. That's why you have a goat's head and a fish tail. Because they're telling you a lot. Because that fish is the new year. And we all know it. It starts in March, baby. In the beginning of the spring equinox. But they hit it in the number. Ooh, these people are something else.
Brother Eddie.
We figuring out, family. We're seeing it in different parts and different ways. I love it.
Brother Eddie, Ms. Kim, call you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Ms. Kim is speaking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Ms. Kim.
I'm trying to get clarification because I thought she just said she went in on the 29th.
No, I'm saying they released her from the hospital on the 29th. They released her from the hospital. Her birthday,
told me that a minute ago.
Day on the
30th. Did you go in on the 21st, Antoinette?
Yes, you went in on the 21st.
Yeah, from the records and everything I've seen, it was just.
Wow.
But the 21st is a three. And even 12, you just mirrored it. You turned it around. 12/21. And this is
it broke up just then, and so she went in on the 21st.
Correct.
Of December.
My phone was breaking up.
One day after your birthday, Ms. Kim. One day after your birthday, she went in. Wow.
The 21st. That's why I'm trying to get a clarification, because this is probably the worst birthday I've ever had.
Wow.
Okay. And it's been one thing after another, but I wasn't going to say anything, even though it was in my heart, to let us see how good God is.
Already, yeah.
And to keep... to remind Antoinette, I know she knows, but how blessed she is to have family that's there for her.
Yeah.
But when I was in the house, I don't have family, okay? So most of what I'm dealing with, except for the grace of God, I'm dealing with it alone. And things I'm trying to do, I'm doing it alone because I can't see anybody that's serious. Everybody's playing games and saying they like California and Detroit. Everybody in California got a production. They got something coming up, and they ain't got nothing coming. You know? So everybody around me, that's what they're talking about, what they're doing. Oh boy, I got the word that one of my extended nephews died today, you know? And he was just here a few days ago, and we were talking about the Veterans and Community Coalition, and he's supposed to help me and all of that. So I'm saying, how blessed you are, darling, because when I talked to you, I knew there was a problem. You start with your blessed baby, believe me. And what you are talking in the hospital, last time I was in the hospital, they were telling me things that I had that I knew I didn't have. But I didn't have anybody advocating for me. But thank God, I said, I do not have that. I don't have COPD. I don't have pneumonia. I don't have any of that. I don't need any oxygen. And through the grace of God, I'm still here. So to God be the glory.
Mm-hmm. Man. And to add on to them threes that Brother Eddie was talking about, the threes, y'all listen to this. That big game in Las Vegas, that stadium, the address is 333 333 Al Davis Boulevard. I enjoyed myself tonight, man. God bless you, Antoinette. Happy birthday, and we look forward to many more vibes with you and Brother Eddie. And I want to say big up to Sean Caddy and Brother D and Brother Jeff and anybody and the sister that called in. I don't want to leave anybody out. Love all y'all. Bless.
God bless.
Dead air again. And again, Brother Eric, we love hearing from you because it's been a minute before. We've heard you in a while, but we still hear you on other shows out there, and I love saying that a show is a class, family. Same number, different words. So a real show that's a class is information. This is how we identify how good a show, a class, is on the information that it distributes. And that's why we're still in this party. It's a party of information that we're sharing on this party line. Leave all your troubles behind. We're going to get on this groove line, this party line. And that's what the class is all about, because the class, it's the class of life. It's life that we're learning. Bits, parts, and pieces to put them together. And this big puzzle that has been presented to us. Because we all have a specific piece of the puzzle to put together to see the whole picture. And it's coming together, family. I love it. It's coming together. And Sister Antoinette, you are a big part of the pieces coming together because you bring different parts, different people, different personalities that have something to say. They have something to say. You got a lot of people that want to say something and ain't got nothing to say. You present people who have something to say that provokes thought, that provokes critical thinking, because that's what's missing right now. That's the famine that we're in. It's a spiritual famine for truth. That's why we're into the, as they call it, the third black horseman. We're starving for the truth. We've been seeking the truth. It's time for the truth. This is why that seven, that the nature that we're in, we're conscious now. That's why you always in cartoons had the characters of an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. But we're conscious, family. That's nature. That's part of who we are. That's why part is seven, nature is seven, yourself is seven, consciousness is seven. That's the law, of seven, the law of divine, law of nature. Divine is 25, which is seven. So as long as we stay in the divine and we're in order, because as we say so much, the human family is a lot more than those of us who are a lot more out of order, and we see it with the chaos. This is why we are on the side to bring the order, bring it back, because we're part of the righteous. We're part of that real spirit. But with that, I'll digress because I'm going to get into a monologue and there's no need for it. Because, again, at the end of the day, this is all about our sister Queen Antoinette on her solar Earth Day, known as your birthday. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I think you're trying to say something.
Is she still with us? Antoinette?
Yeah, I'm still with you, but I was trying to...
No, Antoinette. Is Antoinette with us? I don't even hear her. Where, Antoinette.
Wow. She might be gone then, because she definitely, if she was on mute.
Yeah.
She'll be back by now.
Where is that? She didn't go. I don't know what she... Antoinette.
Hold on. I'm looking in my okay, she said sorry, my line dropped.
Oh,
please
shit.
Thank everyone for me. So yeah, I just looked at my text message and while
I know
talking.
The reason why, yeah, because she don't got no control. That's why I kept it going. She don't have the, because she's on. I put the board in. She doesn't have. Yeah, there she go. It dropped. There you go. Okay, I'm on my phone now. Okay, I'm
okay.
Looking for her. I thought, all right, well, again, we thank all y'all. We keep it growing.
And,
until, if y'all want to stay till 11, it's up to y'all, because we keep it rolling up until that time.
Now, what I wanted to share was that
go ahead, brother.
On this internet program, a blog
mm-hmm.
talk show, and I listened to Brother Eddie when he speaks, sister, he says, Antoinette. It's
mm-hmm.
like that Antoinette, she's, her tones have us knitted in on this internet that we, when she speaks, she's the motherboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the tone of love that she speaks and carries for us brings us into this net on this internet. Because Brother Eddie says, Antoinette.
I agree. But her name, we do have a lot of history behind it. That's for sure. That is for sure. I joke with her all the time. I say, girl, you Marie Antoinette, because, you know, a lot of times, if you look at women, we learn Antoinette, they were very a high standard name. When we, you know, Antoinette, we didn't know what it was until you realized, oh, she was a queen. So it was like a big deal in that name. It has a lot of power, especially in St. Louis. Big name in St. Louis, based off the French. But, yeah. And you know, too bad Brother Wesley ain't here, because Brother Wesley used to be on these shows, too. And I'm going to tell y'all, back in the early days, people used to be going off. I mean, you talking about... I don't even know how some Mr. Talking them could even, it was like all out feuds on them shows going berserk. But it's transitioning. Somebody mentioned earlier about the brain thing coming up. And I hope all y'all paying attention to that too, because that's going to be talked about. Just think about it. The rich are going to have that. They're doing the guinea pigs now, but the rich people.
Oh, they did all their pets.
Yeah, they plan. Yeah,
they
planning this all. This is all planned out. This is the technocrats are what we fighting. These people are already on high tech. I don't know what the purpose of. I don't think they're human, but some people do. But if you put that in your head, think about it. Okay, somebody put this in my head. They got control over the mainframe. So basically, you putting yourself into the matrix. That's by free will at first. That's what they doing. It's gonna be seem like it's free will. That you want that, not y'all on this line, but you know what we're talking about. That want to take that. And just think, they're gonna do it to the mentally ill to make us love it. Like say for instance, they let Stevie Wonder be able to see. We're gonna think that's a miracle.
Say Dry Bones,
yeah.
and the halftime show is ushering Taylor Swift, so that's saying they're gonna usher in something real swift.
yeah, thank you. Hey, beautiful analogy. Like our brother Eddie say, the words got numbers on the words, so they're not like saying it's the same thing. Jermaine, and the words the same thing. It's like if you saying a spell and you write out the spell in with the letters. You can make the spell what it want to be, and that's what it did. Now, I ain't saying all y'all on the spell, but I would suggest that since we at the last part of this, that we start thinking about the spell they doing. Because if you watching the Super Bowl, look at Taylor Swift. And look at her name, Taylor, Tyler, Swift. That's German.
And Raymond Man. Eugene, Raymond yeah. Eugene, Eugene. And guess what his birthday is? His birthday September the 14th. Y'all, oh, you're a five, man, a five.
Yeah. It's you know, the thing about this is going to be, and again, the game is going to be the color game, but I'm telling y'all, the people who want money, they don't care about no damn color. I'm going to tell y'all right now, they don't care about no color. If you could make a deal with a group of people to kill their people off just so they can be having a small group of people rich, that's beyond normal. That's like super narcissistic. So we dealing with like a mindset of narcissists that are like hell-bent, cannot be told that it makes sense. Now think about it. 24, the series, my man used to say it on the show all the time, 24, think about what's going to happen. They cannot let Trump be the president at all. Because, first of all, it's too many ties and all this. They all tied up. I can tell you right now, I do a lot of research on who's who. And Abbott is from the World Economic Fund. He with Klaus Schwab and them. That piece of Texas that you see on TV is only small. It's doing a Hollywood script. The rest of Texas is wide open, y'all. That's a fact.
What's the new movie coming out? Civil War, Texas and California.
It's a script. It's not real. They're going to make the people believe it's a war. Go ahead, somebody.
Dry Bones, I want to mention just one thing about we have to remember, right, we didn't use the metal and the copper over here for those wars or whatever until somebody came back and whipped it on us. But you got to remember, what did they do with all those copper mines that they dug out in Michigan and Idaho, you know, all those different places? Where did they, you know, they say Rome and all them places had the copper age and the bronze, all them different ages with the metal coming up with weaponry. And we were still just using wood, you know, bow and arrows, but we got proof that these mines were dug out over here. So
they had some metals over here because they have found.
But for the most part, they wasn't using them for wars. They wasn't using them like the other parts of the world was using them. You know what I'm saying? Because like that's the case. We wouldn't find all these arrowheads and stuff. You know, up to this point, we'd just been using straight up, you know what I'm saying, copper spears. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But then you figure, okay, now if you look at that and say, okay, they were just losing the copper spears, and then I'm going to just say this to y'all, because Brother Eddie, y'all brought this up with the Mason stuff. Okay, it's in there saying Tubal-Cain, but they were metal urges. Now, they found metal all over the earth. If they used copper, say they didn't sell the copper, somebody had to mine the copper over here. That's one of that Indiana Jones thing. They mine all that copper and all that stuff that's here in America. They say a lot of that was being shipped back over to Europe. It's called the Harriman Bank. They took everything, even the cotton and slavery. The cotton and slavery, y'all, wasn't even used for the United States. It was used for Britain.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you get those parts and you try to figure out, like, see, we missing. It's big parts of the story that's still missing.
Right, big parts. Yeah.
Because the wealth is just steady leaving, but somebody always crying broke.
But let me ask you about this, though, because this is where we get with the battle of the minds was coming. With the if you say Men of Moose and all them came over here, never returned. So obviously, weaponry, because they got the Jaguar cult that had weapons. That's why they called it Jaguar. The Jaguar cult in Mexico and all that, Aztec Mexico and Amalek Mexico. They found all that type of stuff. So, again, we got a lot of people still say, well, who's these people that came over here? That's where they're going. They're going to take all this to the next level with this, because think about it. No one wants to say the people over here was taken over there first to prove they was here because it'll mess up the story.
And the only reason why I mentioned that is that's probably a part of why you got so much of the poison that shot at us for all this, because somebody had to throw the first punch for somebody to be wanting to punch, to keep punching back. And even over time,
Well, look at what's going on, what y'all been saying, everything on y'all. Y'all say you got the Stone Mountains, we got all this Niagara Falls, said they had giants up in there, we got the Dakotas, we got all these things that we can say is over here. But somehow they were able to make the indigenous people believe that they are somebody else. Now, how they was able to do it is what we are all on today, trying to say what we figured out, because it's almost unheard of to think that they would use other people at a certain rate. They don't want that. They can't have that anymore. It's like at a certain time, you would have to kill off some people if you're going to keep bringing immigrants in. So during the slave trade, they stopped slavery in America, the British, because they couldn't take no more. It was like they'd be overran. But they had admitted to them Satanists that they had way of the indigenous people that was already here and with a small group of what they claim came here. So the story going to be bent up because they don't brainwash everybody through academics, just like y'all just said earlier. And academics got everybody believing this particular story. So when you come out of it and find out, wait a minute, it can't make much sense because they don't even look for slave ships that was in the ocean. You would think that they would be trying to, you would think the blacks would be having an archaeological team out of this world looking for slave ships. Really, because it would be so profitable to look for this. But they're not, because they know the story. So they know that it ain't no make no sense for Jacques Cousteau to go be looking for no goddamn slave ships and all that, because they realize it ain't that. Because where they at? Because you think about the story, you say, well, where are all these slave ships at? That they never made it. All this gold that was on these ships and stuff, they were shipping back and forth. They don't even try to look for it. So that means they don't even care. So that means that they lying from the very beginning. Because when you don't care about archaeology, that especially gold and all this, they be saying that's there. Now, I'm just giving y'all something to think about until we... y'all respond, but I'm just saying for y'all to think about this all through the time I'm looking at, and y'all see, y'all send it to me, y'all, we send it to each other. It look like these elites, only a fraction of them, ain't even that many of them, are able to manipulate the masses through a bloodline chain. That's unbelievable when you think about it. It's like, how the hell this small group of people, and how they get all this? Now, right. Now, I'm just saying, think about that. We dealing with some psychopaths now, because at the point that I see, the whole United States is under the Nazi regime. People need to recognize. I mean, I know we talk a lot, but we about to get more real than real. It's impossible since the Bush era. They have proven that they financed Germany. And they even said that they used Germany as a proxy. They knew that Germany was under their control by these banks people, and they said, we're going to make Germany the fifth. That's why they show Hitler on the History Channel all the time, to keep us brainwashed. They were financed this nation to do the dirty work, and then to this day, the reward, man, I'm telling you, the reward is unbelievable how they got this. They said that they was going to annihilate all these people. Okay, now then they say, what are the blacks going to do? The blacks is already with them, because the blacks that's coming into the country, they being sent by their governments. Y'all see how many Africans coming over here? I ain't against Africans, but I'm just saying, look how many coming over here, and where are they going? They healthy as hell. And it's like a healthy group coming in that's going to just take over the... Now, here's where it get deep. They killed three blacks. They showed you the three blacks that they killed this week. Those of y'all listening, y'all know I'm gonna be talking about. Is this strange now? The army's black. Now the blacks are getting killed. Before, you didn't see any blacks. Everybody was a white patriot. Now the blacks getting killed. You know what's going on? The army is depleted almost. They only got the National Guards, practically. And it's being talked about through all kinds of circles. So you see these healthy people coming in. Then you go and say a drone flew underneath the radar. That means they ain't got no protection. They over there about to wipe them. I mean, they're going to make this war work out for them. It's all about control. It has nothing to do with no race. They don't give a fuck about who you is, your color, your religion. They don't care at all. At all. Now, spirituality does play a part in this. It's a timetable, just like y'all say. And we may die before it happens, but think about it. Your grandkids and their state, your children's kids, and the state of mind they in today. Now, maybe you got your same mind on this line. But do your ideology, DNA offspring, do they got it? And when you see that what they're going to do tomorrow, they're going to drop the interest rate's going to be, it's over. They got to make a report tomorrow for the interest rates. And while Black America is not even close to understanding what's at stake, not you on this line, but your family members and them voting on their jobs, UPS, just y'all said UPS laying out 12,000 people. They got stuff now saying they're going to take your job. Now, the only way this can happen if the people remain stupid and go into the matrix. Because once they're in the matrix, it's over. It will be over. It will be over. If the population go into the matrix, y'all, that means that everything they into this virtual reality world, going to be rough. Going to be really, really rough. That's where we are today.
Excuse me. That's why I was talking about the veterans and the community coming together, because the veterans fought for what we're supposed to have. And they fought for the community. So the veterans in the community, we are the people. But we got to stand up. We can't be quiet.
Right. And the veterans are the ones that, like you said before, the veterans are the ones now, they becoming the patriots that people claim is the crazy people. See, I'm telling you, you're absolutely right. I'm with you 100%. Now, the people is not, you not on the line doing this, Ms. Kim. I'm saying the people that you are going to be dealing with across this country is going to be starting to believe these lies more and more. You better be blessed you don't believe it. But those who do believe it, they're going to believe it wholeheartedly now, because they're going to start to see that their livelihood is changing. And they become more frenetic. You may not happen right away. Now, Ms. Kim, you the generation that you've seen so much. It's like, even in Detroit, let me ask you something, because I got you, because everybody, Detroit, y'all Motown, y'all was in this, almost going to the Super Bowl. The economy there, what you see it as, in your estimation, like, because you're in a big city, well documented history. How you feel about that area, economy?
You know, Detroit filed bankruptcy.
Okay. Bankruptcy.
So we're coming out of that, which they shouldn't have had, because the money they needed was in the capital.
See, that's why
they
love
owed the city. The government, the Michigan government, owed the city more than what the city filed bankruptcy for.
See, now we watching y'all from afar. From the Super Bowl, I mean, I've been on TV, and you know, no one would even know that. That's why y'all pertinent to what's real in this world. Y'all the reality. That's why it's called a drive. But y'all the reality of what's real, because you can't sugarcoat that. Those of y'all in y'all areas, again, it's so wonderful. We none of us have hardly ever met anybody, yet our connection is there. The reason why we know what's going on from y'all areas from y'all, because the news is a lie. We can't believe none of y'all the news. Ain't no way we can believe the news any longer, everybody, because both sides, I did a research, and I put it on the program, every side of the news, each of these great anchors is connected to Klaus Schwab. I looked up, they called the Young Globalist. They were brought in early in age, brought to them. They did a whole, I mean, they trained so many people that you see on the news. It's unbelievable. So that's why it was fake. It is, because if you could be trained to be a Young Globalist at a young age and you become what you are today at the high peak of level, that means something is on your side. It's not, you know, you just don't pop up out your mother's womb being a globalist. That's learned behavior. And now they dumb down most of our kids, family members. I say kids because they're goats. You the one nurture them. Kids. Now, one thing about a goat that I tell y'all is a symbolism that y'all should think about. Y'all, everybody, oh, I hate the goat. No, the goat, the only thing that can scale a mountain.
Straight up.
Straight up. That means governments. The only thing that can come of a government, because you can't get up, you know, how you, you know, a mountain is a fortress or something under the symbolism. What the mountains mean. Everybody think it means a real mountain, but it means government. Now, the government, no. That's why they say, that's why Uncle Sam looked like a goat.
Can I tell you all this? When they sent in the financial manager from the government to the school system, he left with $300 million. School system wasn't that far in debt. He left with more than what he came in to fix. And the school system was still in shambles. They took over $600 million from the community with the foreclosures. $600 million in foreclosures.
Now, I'm going to say this, to say what she's saying. It's, now, y'all sent me some stuff. I went online, and I found out that Ford, Henry Ford, was given the highest order of the Nazis. Go look it up, everybody. I was in shock. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Miss Kim, the plants that Henry Ford had that making the Ford Foundation, the plants had names. He named his plants after George Washington Carver, because George Washington Carver kept the peanut oil so he could get into the gas industry.
He tried to get George Washington Carver to come and work with him.
Right, mm-hmm. But he also named the plant. He named one of the plants after him.
I would, if he made me that much money. I surely would name one after him. That's for sure.
But I just mentioned his piece. You know, we talking about what's going on in Israel and all of that and Ukraine. And the thing that happens, I just sent it to you, Dry Bone. Do you know that in World War II, Ukraine was the home of the largest Jewish community in Europe?
Absolutely. That's why they're the same area of the Khazar. That's the area of the Khazar.
And that's why 2.7 million Jews were there.
Yeah.
And then look at the Ukraine. They sent in what, 47, 48 after World War II? What did they send them to? Palestine. Put them all
now,
on the ship, mercenaries that they put on the ship.
But then don't that make sense, though, for us? That's why I say... Now, here's the same token. Henry Ford made the book called The International Jew. At the same time, they was the ones that financed all of Hitler's stuff. Was Lehman Perriman, the Herman brothers, all these cats, the Dulles brothers.
Papa Bush.
Yeah, Bush, Prescott Bush. Yeah. Now, once you get to that level of seeing, that's why the Bush family don't endorse Trump. Now, Sunday... Because I know the joke is, why does Trump look orange? And I'm telling y'all, y'all say colors and frequencies. Ain't orange one of the frequencies? You know, there's a house in England called the House of Orange. when you go look this up for what we do on Sunday, the House of Orange, go look at everybody when you get a chance. Just do this, just go look up the House of Orange. You will find out. Oh my goodness. This were all the Knights Templars and all of this Holy Land stuff get together on. And I said to myself, man, people, see now, I'm not saying they making them orange, but I'm telling you, they were the adversary to the Vatican. And so let it be known that, yeah, these factions are fighting each other, whether it be in our favor or not. But when you get to a certain name in Islam, now, this is where I tell people, are we really thinking good? Islam is right there, one of the main pillars. It's the two pillars, three pillars. And so you telling me that the Islamic people who are over here from the East got more power than those indigenous in the East, in the West. East, West. Ain't that funny? I mean, here is these people from the East sitting in the West and own every zip code. Now, somebody got to ask some questions now. Not only are they bringing over Sharia law, this is a fact. I don't know where y'all live at, but I can prove it by facts on Sunday for sure. I got all kind of. Now, I want to know how that don't affect the black indigenous community. I don't care how long, you the longest group in America, regardless. Wait, this, even if you went with the dumb crazy story that all the slaves came, you still the number one indigenous group first, if you want to use that scenario. But the fact show, okay. Now, if this is the case, and before we take this thing off, y'all got to start thinking about how bad this brainwashing is. If people believe that it's okay to tell me that a group could come in from the East, bring their own Sharia law in over the Constitution, set up zip code areas in the black indigenous neighborhoods, and before it's long, it looked like the Silk Road in your neighborhood. Your neighborhoods in the North look like the Silk Road. Mine in the South look like the Latin world. Now, you only can say to yourself, how long can the black community survive this invasion? Think about that one, y'all, for Sunday. Because we got to get some answers for real, real. How long do you think you can survive? Now, I'm talking about through years. It's less than 5 years. If this continue on, in the next 4 years, my think about it. A million plus people, almost a month was coming in at one time. Now, how's that, y'all? How's that? How's that even sound in the spirituality world? That means the tables are off. We ain't no balance. It ain't no balance. And when balance come in, it's going to be chaotic because once the shift going to be astronomical. That's why they're doing it. Okay, when they do bring in balance, it's going to be myopic, and it may not be merciful. May not be merciful because once you go into a chaotic balance, like, you know, weights come, you got too many weights, you don't put enough amount of weights on it get on balance, unstable weight. That's what they're looking at, creating unstable actions. And they're doing it on every front. And I say this to all y'all listening, it's not just, it's your own people too. Your own black families, your own people. Look at how we are acting. Think about it. We don't care if we shoot bullets around people in certain areas. I mean, we just going buck, buck, buck. I can only speak for our area. I don't know where y'all live at. You'd be like, well, damn, why would you want to do this? We ain't got much now. Make it worse. Now they want to close up CVS's all in the hood. Where you going to get your medicine at? They're closing up everything that can be, you got to have a car in some communities. You don't get a car, they want you on public transit. It's called sustainability. It's all happening right before our very eyes. They got everybody on a subway, building all on subways and one directional and two directional ways. They can't build no more in our area. We got called the Everglades. We a swamp. Once you pass a certain area in Florida, we turn into a big ass swamp. Now they on here building up, everything going up. No more out, up. You building now high rises, apartments. And I'm telling you, nobody could live here much longer in South Florida if they continue. Now, they're going to have to do something. DeSantis is, and I'm just giving y'all politics because that's spiritual. Politics is spiritual. You know why? Because you pray for a deliverance. If I'm making that up, ain't that what it look like we're doing? We giving all our energy for somebody to deliver us into some prosperity. And unfortunately, it ain't done like that. These people getting they cut. It's like a mafia movie. There is no way you can believe any black politician is for you. That's impossible right now. That's impossible. Impossible. How can you believe it? Because first of all, mostly every politician on TV, Van Jones, all of them married to white women. Not that I got anything against white women. I'm saying, though, what races do they get with white women of high prestige and in country clubs with their families with these white people? Where is this racism at for them? So you know they don't see it. Michael Jordan don't see it. They said something about blacks should even be acting like this. Most of our celebrities is with white people and politicians. Tim Scott just married a white woman. He about to marry a white woman. Not that I guess anything. I tell you, got nothing against white. I'm just saying, for people to be talking about, all our leaders is with white women. It's about everybody it's almost 50-50 if you look at celebrities and sports celebrities and all that bullshit and politicians. And I'm not talking about just public, all of them. John Lemon, white man. And y'all think we supposed to listen to these people tell us about our condition and they in a white country club. Now, how dumb can we be? That's going to be the question this month for Black History. How dumb can black people be about this history? It can't go on no much longer.
Drive on.
Can't go on much longer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you're bringing that up, man, because you know that there are more Africans coming into America than there was in the slave trade.
Yes. I told you, I never seen that like it. They're in Minnesota. They all through Michigan. They all through Buffalo. They're everywhere. You say, well, damn. And they don't even act like, they don't come over and say, hey, man, yo. Just what's going on.
They fly in we supposed to came by ship. They coming by airship.
The airship. There you go. That's a good. Oh, I like that prophecy. See, we always thinking the other way. It's by airship.
The airship trade.
Yeah.
This is what they call it, the airship trade.
Airship.
Airline trade. Nigeria, airline Ghana, airline whatever airline,
yep.
Whatever country
yep.
you're flying out. Egypt Airlines.
Yep. Yep, I'm going to go 100 with that one, brother. That is really a prophecy because you can see that.
More Africans have come into this country now than did with the slave trade.
And I ain't got nothing against because I was with Miss Congo in Atlanta, and they had a Congolese party. I had a good time. I ain't lying. But I noticed something. They had their woman on one side and the men was on another side. And it wasn't until it got later on that they mingled together and somehow they went, it's like a woman-man thing. I had a good time for sure. But I noticed that they have a thing with a black America.
Oh, no, they party. They separate.
The men they do their thing, and the women, they don't mingle and like we do. And
stuff. Right. Yeah, because I went to one right in Atlanta. I went to Congo Pies. They came on the radio show. That's when Brother Ray brought them on. He brought some Congolese people because they got kidnapped. Daughter got kidnapped. They came to Miami. We went to some thing that Brother Ray had with the Congolese people. And or Cote d'Ivoire was that was at the Congo, yes. And like I said, went to Atlanta, had a good time, but I noticed their culture, the women over on this side and these men on the other side. I said, well, damn. So I see it in different ways that, but when I say to this, all through different areas, I've been around Ethiopians, they got liquor stores all through Georgia, they got liquor stores all through some parts of the city. And I know that they women, they ain't going to give you no type of play at all when them dudes in that store.
Nope.
You can play.
But you know what's bad, Drybone? The liquor stores in our community run by Muslims, and they don't drink alcohol.
Yeah, the Ethiopia. I was going to say, Ethiopia's got one right there. Off of all them areas up there and Panola, all that they got, and I said I said wow, and I mean nice, cool. I'm cool with love, but I noticed boy, they better not act like they want to look at you, but they when them dudes in that store, because I see that they know that ain't the right move. So I said wow, that's deep. I said man, they got way more control over it. Now you can't tell, you can't even this. Most people can't. They kids won't even listen to them. So you could imagine what kind of mindset they must have where the Arabs don't even have their women in the store in parts of Buffalo, New York, down here. They not even in the store. None. And they talk to all our women all day long. They making deals with the food stamps to get the cigarettes. They making deals to get the what's the name with this, what's the name with that. And I said, well, damn, I ain't that stupid. I said, well, how the hell can a group come over here, become the biggest merchants in the hood? And our people act like they blinded by it. Like they don't see this. It's they ain't no white people in your hood no more. Ain't no white people in the black neighborhood at all. So I don't know why the white man is just such as the enemy of our people so much, like they put this big thing on energy on them. So y'all say energy? When you put too much energy on one thing, that ain't good. Now, you got all these energies coming at you, and the ones that's making the most money, you act like you don't see them. It's like India. How's that work?
Who was selling slaves in Africa?
Yeah.
The Arabs.
Right, right. Now, I know, you know that, but I'm saying, how come our people, you know that, Brother Kwame, I know you, that's why I love you on this program. You bring the quality of how we got to come with this knowledge. You know they know, but we don't heard it from a lot of people. I agree. No one's going to take that away. That we know the Arabs, we got that. All I'm saying is, though, when it comes to that history, we on Facebook showing the Arabs all beautiful. We got the Moors. I mean, we got cats with... I'm like, damn, we got all this beautiful artwork. But somewhere we ain't telling the whole story. So this is where the problem will always be, because no way a group could come over here from that same region that we talking about all the time. The same region that most of our people talk about. That there's no evidence of these people coming over here trying to find you at all. They ain't trying to find no cousins,